Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Now, it wasn't but a few years ago that if you stood at a cattleman's meeting and said a globalist organization is forming that will bring together global food processing companies, global banks, global food retailers, global pharmaceutical companies, and some of the world's largest feedlots and cattle organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, several of its state affiliates, and global environmental groups, all to tell American producers how to run their farms and ranches. You would have been laughed out of the room and told to leave on the horse that brought you. But sadly, if you stood at a cattleman's meeting and said that today, your fellow cattle farmers and ranchers would merely bow their heads in agreement. So just how do independent-minded cattle producers suddenly wake up to discover their freedom, liberty, and independence is in peril? Well, remember about a decade ago when the Global Environmental Group, the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, the one with the cute panda logo, partnered with the United States Beef Checkoff Program to fund its report, Regional Sustainability Workshops, Innovating for More Sustainable Beef. Now this WWF/Beef Checkoff Program report was published right after the 2012 formation of the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, or GRSB, which is the organization with all the global players I mentioned at the beginning. Now one prominent architect of the GRSB is Jason Clay, a leader within the World Wildlife Fund. And back then, Mr. Clay first described how globalists can control the food system, and he used an image of a wine glass to describe their strategy. You see, at the top of the glass were 6.8 billion consumers, and at its base were 1.4 billion global producers. Mr. Clay explained that both those categories were too big and too unwieldy to control. But the skinny neck of the wine glass depicted the food supply chain and included world banks and world food processors, packers, and retailers. The supply chain, explained Mr. Clay, is what the globalists have chosen to control in order to force the world's 1.4 billion global producers to comply with their goals. You can Google Jason Clay Talk Sustainability-Origin Green and learn about the globalist strategy to control food production through the food supply chain. But here's what he says. The bottom 25% of producers of any commodity cause about 50% of the impact to our planet, and they produce only 10% of the food. Now, where Mr. Clay obtained these statistics, I have no idea. Nor do I know who he considers the bottom 25%. Are they family-sized farms and ranches? Regardless, he goes on. He says certified producers are more efficient. Again, I don't know what data supports this contention. Nevertheless, he explains that through certification, the globalists can measure what is most important to them, and with third-party verification, they can use that measurement to begin managing how food is produced and begin the process of putting producers on the road to continuous improvement. The globalist strategy, Mr. Clay describes, is elegantly simple. It is to take choice away from consumers to buy or not buy products certified as sustainable by requiring retail companies to only offer certified products to the consuming public. Now, can you guess what needs to be done with the U.S. cattle industry to implement the globalist strategy? Can we all say mandatory electronic identification or radio frequency identification ear tags on every animal that goes to market, replete with the cost of a producer-paid third-party verifier? So the globalists intend to control how cattle farmers and ranchers farm and ranch through mandatory EID or RFID and third-party verifiers that enable certification. But how do they intend to force the packers and retail companies to buy only the certified food products that they approve? And that's where the World Banks come into play. By persuading the relatively few World Banks to lend crucial financing only to companies who promise only to sell the certified products they approve, strategy implemented. And do you know which country Mr. Clay praises for adopting this certification strategy for all the products it exports? It's the country that made recent headlines with reports that its government is considering killing 200,000 cows to meet climate goals. That country, of course, is Ireland. So there it is. We are now neck deep in what everyone thought was just a conspiracy theory just a few years ago. Today, it is as real as it is serious. You've heard of the ESG, or Environmental, Social, and Governance standards recently adopted by World Banks and even by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. This is all part of the global strategy to control food production. Control the producer, control the food. This is a sinister plan that we must stand against. So support the organizations who are fighting to preserve your freedom, your liberty, and your independence. With that, have a productive week. Thank you, and goodbye.